what likelihood you give the Coburn Amendment of passing in the Senate with the provision that would eliminate the VTEC?
Well, if we can avoid a vote one of two ways, either talking him out of it or denying unanimous consent to bring it up, and I think we can do the latter, but I'm trying to reason with him that there's a legitimacy for his bringing up ethanol as a discussion and whatever he wants to do, having a vote on it. But I'm trying to indicate to him that it needs to come up at the time we're discussing energy and have ethanol be viewed as part of a overall energy program. And what do we need to do to make sure that ethanol continues to be viable, and bring it up at that time. And I don't know whether we'll succeed. He says he has 55 votes. He probably needs 60 votes. I think we can keep him from getting 60 votes. But quite frankly, I don't want anybody on record, if I can avoid it, on the ethanol issue until we get down to discussing it as part of a energy debate.
And just to follow up, is his amendment, does it have a list of cuts, so, and ethanol is only one of them, or is it specifically aimed at ethanol?
Specifically aimed at ethanol.